The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Free Speech Friday. I had offered the made the invitation for any folks who's going to be on the ballot next Tuesday to call in on our guest line. Michael LaPierre, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on, and just great to be with you. And I really love the format. I mean, it's just wide open and honest, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Sure thing. So tell us about Michael LaPierre. Your name's on the ballot next Tuesday.
Yeah, and so short story, had an incredible life story. The bookends of my life, I grew up on a farm, experienced periods of welfare, and then on the other end, when I retired to a farm. But in between those bookends, wow, I mean, God has done some amazing things. I ended up going to an Ivy League school, did a double major, political science and business, and I studied under some of the foremost conservative thinkers of our day. Ronald Reagan's chief of staff, Howard Baker, was a visiting scholar, and then Jean Kirkpatrick was there. She came through Brown as well. And then when I graduated from Brown, I ended up signing a professional baseball contract with the Washington Nationals. It's a just incredible experience for me. It was formerly the Montreal Expos, and that is where I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. One night after a game, I got down on my knees right in center field. I went back to the dormitories, put my jogging clothes on, and came back to the baseball field, and right there in center field, not a soul around. It was just me. I asked Christ
to
save
Michael,
me.
Hey, Michael, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Appreciate your phone call. We're out of time. Thanks for calling in. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in. It is Free Speech Friday. I issued an invitation a little while ago for any candidates who are listening this morning who want to call in and spend a few minutes telling you guys why you should vote for them next Tuesday. I've got several on the line now. And let me just be fair. I'm going to try to get in as many in as I can. We don't have a lot of time. A minute ago, I had Michael LaPierre on and had to cut him short because we're going into a news break. So I want to go back to Michael for just a couple of minutes here and let him finish his thought there. Good morning. Welcome back. Sorry about that, but I don't have a choice on a news break.
No, I got to pay the bills. I totally
yes,
get it. Thank
yes.
you. And so after playing professional baseball, I ended up going into the corporate world. I was a vice president of sales at a Fortune 500 company and then a global strategist at a Fortune 50 company. We did about $65 billion with a B. I got my MBA at Clemson, did a 4.0 MBA. And then I retired early. And I believe that I'm a trained political scientist at an Ivy League school. I'm a trained global strategist, a business strategist. And I think that's what we need in Washington.
Yep.
We do not need attorneys. We do not need professional political operatives. I think we need business people, Joey, really. And I believe that Lindsey Graham is too liberal. He's been there for much too long, and he's been wrong. I mean, he's not a Republican. Come on. He votes like a Democrat so many times that he is an independent. He's not a Republican. And if you look at the Republican Party platform, Lindsey Graham does not support that platform, jot and tittle. I do. Every T, every I. I believe in our platform. Graham, his voting record does not support our platform. And we need a change, and we need it fast.
Yep. All right, so quickly, give me the two most important issues you think our nation is facing, and how will you respond to them?
Yes, thank you so much. Without question, the economy. I fill out a form for the Federal Election Commission, you know, when people give me donations, and it just hit me right in the heart, Joey, unemployed, and it just crushing me. And I realized it's the economy. Now, I wrote an article back on April 10th, you know, four weeks before the month of May, and I called it the miracle of May. I said, reopen our economy. May is the month. Let's get it done and get our people back to work. And then we've got to decouple ourselves from China. We've got to bring the supply chain back here in America. We've got to bring manufacturing back here in America and get it much closer than our China counterparts. And then lastly, Roe v. Wade is the second issue. Graham does not want Roe v. Wade overturned. He said it on TV. Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. He says that you can be conservative and pro-life and still believe in legal precedents. And I don't believe that for a second. Roe v. Wade must be overturned. And those are my two critical issues.
Michael, thank you again. And I'm sorry I had to cut you short earlier, but hey, I appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure, man. You've been great. My pleasure, and thank you so much.
All right. Michael LaPierre, of course, his name will be on the ballot next Tuesday, one of several who are challenging Senator Lindsey Graham.